Well, I'm ready to go. You are? It's me that's left.
Thanks for letting me sing it. Thanks for the good prayer. I know she mentioned the prayer that the kingdom grow. That's what I want to talk to you about tonight. When the church grew. Are you interested in this church growing? I'm sure you are. The lesson is designed to help us appreciate the fact that when churches grew in New Testament days, if this church is to grow, then you as an individual has to grow. In 1 Peter 2:2, Peter said, as newborn babes, you know the rest of that? Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. The Apostle Peter wrote in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What made churches grow in Bible days? The first thing I want to mention to you is about the sower. Remember the parable of the sower in Luke in chapter 8? That's a great parable. You need to be familiar with Bible parables. What happened in Luke chapter 8? It said that a sower went out to sow his seed. Acts 8, Luke 8 and verse 5. And that seed fell in different places, like the wayside, on a rock, among thorns, and good ground. Now, only one of those was productive. Which one? The one that fell on the good soil. That soil represents the hearts and minds of people. How do you know that? Well, I remember reading in the book of Luke 8 and verse 12, for an example. Verse 11, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they. That's people. People here. Now, when the seed is planted, the devil stands by to steal the word out of their heart. The devil knows that if the seed is stolen away, there won't be much of a crop. Now, so the first thing I want us to learn tonight about church growth is you're going to put the seed in the soil, or there'll be no crop. According to the Old Testament, the book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 19, the question is asked, is the seed yet in the barn? Think of that. Every farmer knows that if you leave the seed in the barn, there won't be much of a crop. Had to put the seed, the word of God, in the soil of the hearts of men. Did that happen in Bible days? In the book of Acts in chapter 2, the first gospel sermon, you know what they did? They put the seed in the soil. The sermon was preached. Men heard it, believed it, and obeyed it. How many were baptized on Pentecost? I don't know. I don't know exactly, except the Bible says in Acts 2, they that gladly received his word were baptized. In the book of Acts 8 and 5, remember the people scattered abroad and they went everywhere? What did they do? Put the seed in the soil. Remember Philip, an evangelist? Preached the gospel, preached Jesus, and men and women were baptized. Acts 8 and verse 12. One reason today that a lot of churches are not growing, you know what? Why? We don't know it. We're just not putting enough seed in the soil. You got to do that, or there's not going to be much growth. Hope you get the value and importance of that. The second thing I want to mention to us, that the church grew in Bible days whenever discipline was practiced. Remember a couple in Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira. They had a possession, nothing wrong with that. They sold it, okay to sell. The Lord said, it's your money. But the problem was, they lied about it. God don't like lying. And as a result of that, within 3 hours, both of them were gone. Now, I want to know what effect that had on Bible growth. In Acts chapter 5, the Bible talks about that. In Acts 5 and verse 14, look at it. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women. Would you like to see this church grow by multitudes? Whenever there's a need for discipline, you got to do it. Although we don't like it, right? Nobody likes to have to discipline people, but it has to be done. Remember, the Bible talks about that in 2 Thessalonians 3:6. That those who walk disorderly, what's to be done? They have to be withdrawn from. Somebody said, well, they kicked me out of the church. No, that's not what really happened. They were walking out of harmony with God's word. It's a military term. Out of step with God's word. But when discipline was practiced in Bible days, the church grew. Let me ask you, don't answer out loud, just think about it. Does this church practice discipline when it's needed? Do you? Or do you just tolerate sin within the camp? If you do, the church is not going to grow. The next thing I want you to think about, when Bible churches grew, the church grew in Bible days when the church did its own work. Not every church today does its own work. They want to transfer it to some human organization to do the work. Come with me this time to the book of Acts in chapter 6. The widows have been neglected. And how did they take care of that? Well, they called the disciples together and brethren looked among themselves and they found people of good report and appointed them over that particular work. The church did its own work in Bible days. Now, I want to know what's the result of the church doing its own work. In the book of Acts, in chapter 6, I want you to notice exactly what took place. Acts chapter 6, when they called these people together to do their own work, let's see if we can find out exactly what took place in Acts chapter 6. As a result of that, the church began to grow and develop. And the heavens was open, they saw the Son of God descending and all of that kind of thing. Now, verse 7. And the word of God increased. Now watch this little phrase. And the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests, think of that, the priests were obedient to the faith. What brought about that church growth? Did you get the point? They took care of their own work within the framework of the local church. And this church will grow when you take care of your own work without turning the work over to somebody else to do. But there's another little example of when the church grew in Bible days. Come with me this time to the book of Acts in chapter 9. Acts in chapter 9. What happened in Acts chapter 9? Well, let's take a look and see exactly what they did. Verse 31, Acts 9:31. Then had the church, what they have, rest or peace throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and were edified. What does that mean? They were built up. They were made strong. They walked in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost. See the next two words? Were multiplied. Think of that. Would you like to see this church multiply? I know you would. We all do, don't we? So they had peace among themselves. A lot of churches today are torn asunder by the lack of peace among brethren. There's a good little example in the book of Galatians. Galatians in chapter 5. Come with me this time to the book of Galatians 5, verse 15. If ye bite and devour one another, you know everybody that does that? Bite and devour one another. Take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. The church is not going to grow when brethren do that kind of thing. Bite and devour one another. I held a meeting a number of years ago for the Belmont Avenue Church of Christ in Indianapolis, Indiana. We had 300 on Sunday morning. We baptized 42 people during the meeting. 21 night. Guess what? They're not meeting today. You know what happened? The very thing I read about in Galatians 5. They got the biting and devouring one another. And literally fuss and fought themselves plumb out of business. That's sad, isn't it? They ended up selling their building to somebody, and I shed a tear every time I drive by there to think what a great work they had. But the church is not going to grow. That's not in peace. Actually, the Bible points out in Romans 12:18, as much as a new life. You know the rest of that? Be at peace among all men. Is this church at peace? You need to pray that it is, and if it isn't, you need to straighten it out tonight. Church is not going to grow when there's no peace. But again, as we're thinking about how churches grew in Bible days, come with me this time to the book of Acts in chapter 12. Acts 12. The church grew when it had trouble or was persecuted. You know what happened in the book of Acts 12? Herod stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church. Killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to take Peter and put him in prison. And the church met for prayer meeting in Acts 12 and 5. Now, the church has always had problems from the beginning. And so don't get so upset when a church has some problems. Just work it out and go on. Don't let it get you down. But I want to notice now what happened whenever the church has come kind of trouble like that. Well, what happened in this occasion? Look in Acts 12 and verse 24. Let's see what happened when the church was persecuted. Listen carefully. But the word of God, what did it do? Grew and multiply. Think of that. Would you like to see this church grow and multiply? Say you have attendance of 50 people. Would you like to see it double? It could happen. If these concepts are carried out, that's when churches grew in Bible days. Blessed are they that are persecuted, the Lord said in the mountain message. Remember that one? So not all persecution is bad. The church grew in Bible days when it had some problems and when it was persecuted, didn't it? But there's another occasion when churches grew in Bible days. This time we're looking at the book of Acts in chapter 19. Acts 19. Let's see what happened in Acts chapter 19. Oh, they burned some bad books. Acts 19:19. Many of them also, which used curious arts, what'd they do? Brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found 50,000 pieces of silver. How'd that affect church growth? Look at the next verse, 20. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Think of that. Let me ask you a question. Don't answer out loud. Just think about it. You got any bad books at your house? Yeah. Better burn them then. I talk to some parents sometime, and I asked them, what are these kids reading? What are you kids seeing? They said, oh, we don't know. One family told me, we're not allowed in our kids' room. I said, what's the problem? They said, they got a sign on the door, no entrance. I tell you, I'll take care of that. Just take the door down. And if you need some help with that today, we'll come over and help you take the door down tonight. You'd be surprised at the kind of filth that people fill their minds with. Church is not going to grow when members of the church do that kind of thing, I'll guarantee you. They burn these filthy books. And what happened? Acts 19. Look what he said to happen. The church grew. Verse 5. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number. You know what the next word is? Daily. Let me ask you. Would you like to see this church grow every day? These principles work. I know they do. They worked in Bible days. We just need to learn what they are, put them into practice, beginning today. If you want this church to grow. Well, there's another. I take this time the book of Acts chapter 16. And let's see what happened in Luke chapter 16. Verse 4. Acts 16:4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for the keep that were Dave, the apostles, and elders, which were at Jerusalem. What's the point? Whenever God's word or decrees were kept, what does that mean? They simply did what God said do. The people were obedient, like I'm talking about this morning. This is who we are, an obedient people. When members of the church obeyed God, kept his commandments, did what he said, day in and day out. They were steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. They were faithful stewards, like 1 Corinthians 4:1-2 talks about. They were faithful. That's the kind of people they were. Now I want to know, how did that affect church growth? Well, look down at verse 5. Acts 16:5. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. That's what happened. Every day. Wouldn't that be something? How's all this work now? I'll tell you what you need to do. Find you 6 people. Someone said, I don't know 6 people. Everybody ought to know at least 6 people. You may need that many someday. I'm not sure you got that, but you will. Some of you got that, didn't you? Okay. What do you do with them? Pick out one of them that you think that you can sit down with and have a home Bible study with. What do you do with that home Bible study? You study the Bible with them. And it'll work, I guarantee you. I have a little 4-lesson home Bible study material. I know one year at Ellisville where I preached for 40 years. We baptized 42 people in 1 year. 42. All from a home Bible study. It can happen, I know. I've been there. And it can happen here. If you just put the seed in the soil, right? Practice discipline. Work hard. Practice what God says. Burn those bad books. It'll work, I guarantee you. And surely as a church grew in Bible days, it can grow tonight. When these very simple Bible principles can be put to work. And I challenge you about that. Pick out that one person tonight. Get to know him. See if you can talk to him. Wouldn't it be sad to somebody to say in judgment, you never mentioned him to me? Wouldn't it? In 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul said, the things you've learned, Paul, what do you want me to do with them? Commit them to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Remember Andrew? John 1, 40 to 42. He learned of Jesus. You know the first thing that he did? Took him out to lunch, right? No, he didn't do that. He brought him to Jesus. What does that mean? It simply means that he taught him the gospel. There's no substitute for it. I don't care what you do. You got to get down to the nitty-gritty of planting and watering. Why do that? You know why? So God can give the increase. Thanks for listening so well tonight. But shouldn't you be in this audience, having heard the word, you believe it, you need to repent of your sins, be willing to confess your faith, and I believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. Man's here to help you make that good confession, to baptize you into Christ. That's the only way you get in. Galatians 3:27, be added to the church by the Lord. Acts 2:47, rise to walk that new life. Romans 6:3-4, be steadfast and unmovable. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And be faithful all the rest of your life. Or maybe you've obeyed the gospel and time passed. You got a little careless. Did some things you shouldn't have done. You're sorry. You want to straighten that up. And you do that tonight. Now, repenting of that, being willing to confess in prayer to God like Simon did, Acts 8:22. And confess it to the Lord. 1 John 1:9. We're standing ready to help you to sing the song.